VE7 NSK monitoring. V7 NSK, V7 ET, hi Alex, copy you loud and clear. V7 ET, you are loud and clear here. Yes, I'm in Whistler, and the repeater is working fine here, and the analog repeater seems to be responding to me as well.
Ah, that's a very good report, thanks, and I'll relay it to my friends. So, how's the weather up in Whistler, over?
It's the same as in Vancouver, a little smoky, just as warm, nothing that different.
Ah, smoky, ah, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's not too bad here in Richmond. Today I went out to Delta and then back to Richmond. Wasn't too bad. It's a little hazy in the sky, but I didn't smell any smoky smell in the air so far. So that's good. Yeah, you have fun up there.
We'll do just some quality time with my parents and grandmother, and yeah, some radio experiments. I put a one of those aftermarket whips on this Anytone, and having less problems hitting repeaters, which makes sense. So that's very good. Maybe tomorrow afternoon I'll try some HF, maybe the AuroraNet with a QMX radio.
Ah, okay, yeah, sounds like the plan. Yeah, some of these Chinese radios, or even Japanese, the stock antenna might not be very good, or at least they are not very well tuned, and I usually measure them with my analyzer, and if they are not very good, I'll try aftermarket antennas, and sometimes they do make some improvements, but usually on only one band. I have yet to find a shortened antenna that is good for both VHF and UHF. They're usually good for one, and then mediocre on the other, over.
Okay, that makes sense. This one looks like a quarter wave on 2 meters, pretty much. It's quite long. It's quite a long whip. I got it on a Hamfest new from Fleetwood Digital, I believe. And, yeah, it seems to be fine. It's a UHF site that I'm using right now. And, seems to be doing better than the stock one anyway.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yeah, because for UHF, usually the 60-inch whip is already a quarter wave and usually, you know, fairly good. Although I think maybe a counterpoise can help it a little bit better. But, and you can actually try that. You can try like a 60-inch counterpoise on a 60-inch antenna to make it a dipole, and which is called a tiger tail, but usually a tiger tail is designed for 2 meter. And I've experimented with a 60-inch long tiger tail for UHF, and that works for UHF quite well over.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've heard this antenna style called rat tail. But yes, counterpoise tail, that makes sense. Making it into a dipole